Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Deep House is the flavor of the night, and we've got it in abundance, courtesy of Calgary's John Delirious. He recently released his To The Bounce EP in mid-April on Nordic Tracks, along with English producer Finest Wear. We'll also follow that up with a guest mix from John Delirious. Full track listing, as well as a selection of his web links, can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's check out the To The Bounce EP Showcase. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Calgary's John Delirious. His latest Nordic Tracks release, The Bounce, was produced alongside England's Finest Wear. Internationally recognized, John has been a mainstay on Nordic Tracks as well as the Deep House club scene since the early 90s. And today we're going to take a deep dive into this EP and find out what he's been up to during and post-COVID. So first off, thanks a lot again for coming back on the show.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, and then looking at the EP here, how did you get around to collaborating with Finest Wear? I mean, he's 8 time zones away. How did you make that connection with him?
Sort of funny. Like, I remember reaching out to Finest Wear after just kind of being like a familiar face on the scene. And he had done some music that I really liked through social media, through like Instagram and Facebook. We'd always like the same things. And so I remember just reaching out to him being like, "What's up, dude? I really like your music. How are you?" And he was super friendly. And we kind of just started chatting back and forth. You know, lo and behold, I put forth the idea after like several conversations, "Hey, maybe we should do some music together." And you know, it's sort of funny, I've never actually met Senzo in real life, like as a face-to-face, but we've talked so much online, I feel like we're actually friends. It's kind of cool. But you know, I really like his style of music, and I think
different kind of slightly different flavors of genres of house that we do like, even though there are a lot of similarities, I think. And having those different styles that we both have, it kind of works when we come together. It took a little bit of trial and error. It was just like, I remember just sending him files and just being like, "Hey, tell me which ones you think are cool." Just some simple grooves, simple ideas. And he would take it, work on it, send it back. I would take it, work on it, send it back. And we would just go back and forth till, you know, sometimes I would be like, "You can take the reins on this and then send me what you got and I'll just fill it out." And it was just a really organic, natural relationship, just really easy guy to get along with. And we have probably done 3 or 4, maybe even 5 songs that didn't make the cut that we both felt were like good launching points, but not, you know, the finished product where we are today. Yeah, just the mutual admiration, lots of same friends. And this is one of those happy instances where social media did something good.
Okay, let's look at how the EP came together. Restriction is the lead track and sports a nice bass line. How did you approach this one?
I think that track really came together, and Finest Wear came up with this really great groovy beat. And I think he had like a simple stab. And when I jumped on it, I ended up kind of duplicating the same bass line, filling it out a little bit differently and adding a second layer. And after I sent it back to him, the glue was 100% when he found that vocal sample, that restriction sample. It's such a cool groover. And the way he layered it in and sort of filtered it in and out, man, it was like, that was the moment that we knew that we had a good track. But it definitely started with the killer, nice, groovy, rolling beats, lots of shaky grooves in there. And then, you know, once the bass line and the foundation was created, it just all came together very, very quickly and very organically, which was awesome. But big ups to Finest Wear. He makes really swingy, good, groovy beats. I always really like his beats and bass lines. We'll be right back.
Okay, second up is Told You. It has a nice vocal sample and loads of stabs. What was the plan of attack for this one?
That one was a harder one. That was the, I would say of the three songs, that one took the most kind of back and forth, which is funny because it's not a super full track, if you know what I mean. I don't think there's like layer upon layer upon layer like some of the other grooves, but we were having, sorry, I'm trying to think the way to word it, but we were having a hard time with the stabby chords. And once, I think he sent it back and forth a few times, I ended up kind of trying to strip it back. And if I'm not mistaken, we ended up making the track a lot more minimal than the way it was going. And I really liked that. I think that really appealed to me kind of like as a DJ. I wanted something that could have a little bit of space so that you could kind of layer into it. And after we shortened some of the stabs and he kind of worked his magic on the chord structure, it just really started to get super groovy. And we kind of liked that. We just kept growing with it.
Then To The Bounce rounds out the EP and goes deep, deep, deep. How did this one come together for you?
Just trying to keep within the deep vibe. I think we were both similar kind of idea of trying to keep things somewhat, a little bit of space in the track, not be you know, ramming it with unnecessary percussion and things like that, just trying to keep it a nice stripped back boppy groove that you can really nod your head to or like get down on the dance floor, that kind of thing as well. So Finestware does a lot of really cool little quirky little edits. So as the track's going along, there's a lot of subtle little push and pulls that kind of keep the song kind of moving, even though it's locked into a really steady deep groove.
And then just out of curiosity, were both of you working with the same DAW, so you were able just to swap the DAW file back and forth, or were you having to bounce this down to the original stems and work together that way?
No, that would be a lot easier if we were in the same DAW. I unfortunately use Cubase because I love Cubase. I've been using Cubase since like 99. But I think what we would do is we would just send, like, when we were previewing stems, it's really easy to just grab like a chunk of a song that you're working on and you can just send like a quick little MP3. And if something is if we hear something that we like, then we'll send wave files back and forth. So either AIFF files or wave files, which are like super high quality. They're a little bit bigger, but they do sound good on both ends. On my computer, I've got a lot of really good mastering plugins, so I use a lot of, like, you know, basically he's really good at coming up with lots of beats, and then I'll slice them up, fatten them up, and then send the waves back, and we do a lot of work just through wave or AIFF file.
Okay, wrapping up here, just a general check-in. How did you find ways to share your mixes and music during COVID? And also, now that that's less of a concern, what's it like being back out there gigging and being able to share your music with people that way?
COVID was tricky for a lot of my close friends and a lot of musicians and a lot of creatives. As you know, it was sort of like an uneasy time. No one really knew what was going on. But for me, things have been really good lately. Things have been feeling pretty much back to normal, I guess. Lots of events and lots of shows. I remember, well, I just played on the weekend, and I'm playing like almost every couple weeks here, feels like, in Calgary, which is borderline a bit too much for me. I prefer to do one or two shows a month just so I can keep things on track. But it's been pretty much feeling like the party central. Every time I go out, the vibe's very, very good. People are super excited to be out. Dance floors are full. People are just smiling, you know, lots of good vibes. And so I've been keeping myself fairly busy since the start of the year. I set myself a little goal to really kind of maybe refocus in on some of my spare time. As a full-time dad and, you know, person with a real day job, sometimes it's a little bit challenging to find the extra time as a creative person to sort of pour yourself into whatever art form that you're into. But I wanted to really make sure that I focused a bit of my spare time to just get back in the studio, and it's been really rewarding. It's been really, really good. I think COVID sort of got me thinking a lot about and reflecting on life in general, and I really am blessed and thankful that I'm able to share something that I'm really into and really, I feel like I'm pretty good at, just with my knowledge and my taste with music. I feel like I've got something that I want to share with the world, and it's really nice to have a creative outlet to be able to do that, not only with DJing, but especially with the music production, kind of putting your own little love back out into the world. And it's always fun when people dig what you do. You know, I would still 100% truthfully put music out regardless if, you know, it was getting picked up or people were, you know, loving it or whatever. It's not the reason I do it, but it is definitely a nice icing on the cake when you can share something that you love and people love it as well. It's a really cool feeling.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
That was the To The Bounce EP Showcase, the latest release from John Delirious and Finest Ware, and that is out now on Nordic Tracks, another strong release from two great producers that can be had anywhere you buy your music. The Deep House keeps on rolling along here as John Delirious has gifted the show a sampling of him on the decks. Full track listing and a selection of John Delirious web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is John Delirious in the mix.
Thank you.
Hi, this is John Delirious, and you're listening to Me in the Mix on Techno Progressivo. You're in the mix with John Delirious here on Techno Progressivo. We'll be right back.
stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to John Delirious for putting together that great mix and for interviewing for his To The Bounce EP. More great underground music from Nordic Tracks as Finest Wear and John Delirious team up. Visit the Techno Progressivo Facebook page for a full track list as well as a selection of John Delirious web links to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to give it another listen, head on over to Techno Progressivo's show page at CITR.ca and Apple Podcasts to hear this one again or more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the control in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we'll hop back 16 years in time to 2007, keeping the Deep House theme alive. This is Inland Nights and their track, It's a Joint. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.